It's been over a year since she went missing and she was found murdered. Apart from the sentencing, you know, how has it been for the family, you know, dealing, coming up to the anniversary of her death?
It was not easy, man. But, like, as a family, we've tried. Our family is a little bit bigger. Even the time when we're still searching, every weekend, most of my brothers and the relatives, the Magomani family, we used to come to my house and have a meeting going forward. How are we going to do from now onward? Found that there's a corpse is found. Went to check in the mall and the people from government mortuary. So it was not easy to identify her because she went beyond. And the mother is the only one who identified only the food.
Oh, the mom was only able to identify her with her foot. By her foot.
So, even the family is the one who gave us support because we have to pop out the money for DNA test. All of these things have been done by the family.
Yo. Mara, you've been able to support one another.
Yeah, because there's most family members are here in Gauteng, most are in Limpopo. So the one in Limpopo, they used to have a meeting, and the one here in Gauteng, we have to have our own.
And then, Baba, I just want to get a sense. You touched earlier on this, but you mentioned Umama as well, that she's been the worst affected by this. Can you just give us, just for the two of you, how has this been? I mean, you were her parents, so you have known, you knew Ukarabo from birth, you know. What has the impact been, especially on Umama?
Umama is, it was difficult. Even now, she's still that trauma, but she's coping day by day. She's like I can say,
She's lost weight.
Yeah, man, I don't think.
Tell us a little bit about her performance in school. Was she, you know, was she performing well? She passed every year. How was that going?
She was brilliant, to be honest with you.
Because
I still have a message. She had been selected at the top 15 before her death.
By who?
She was selected by the university as a top 15. She was among the top 15.
And she sent that message on to you.
Yeah, she sent the message on to me. I still have that message even to me.
Sure, that's extraordinary. And do you remember when she sent it? Was it just before she disappeared or was it a bit of a while back?
Before she disappeared.
And I just want to ask about the court case itself. We saw in the statement shared that the guy apologized to the family. How do you feel about that? How did the family receive that apology?
We didn't accept his apology because my wife is the one who took the stand last Friday. And they raised that issue. Because the country is apologized, and then my wife said, no, not now.
Is it?
The family, yeah. We don't accept the apology.
Yeah, is it?
That guy, I know our family. He's not someone who doesn't know us. He knows us.
Oh, you know him. You just didn't know him as Karabo's boyfriend, but you knew him. You know him. How do you know him? Is it someone from around? Was he? How did you know him?
No, that guy is like, he's my friend, my younger brother.
He's your younger brother's friend.
Yeah, but not like he's my younger brother. Like,
So like more of a cousin's friend, but because of how we are, it would be your younger brother, but not so this is okay. So you've known him for quite some time. Okay, and then so now, how has that been? Like, how has the family received that someone that you knew so well could be arrested and now convicted and sentenced for, you know, killing? And I'm sure they knew each other as well, Ukarawa and this guy. Oh no, I was saying, well, I'm sure Karabo knew this guy as well, and quite well, since he was a he, the family knew him. She also knew him.
She was aware about him. Because that guy, he used to have he was in the taxi industry.
Okay.
So, he used to ferry passengers from Gauteng to Limpopo. I think during that time, maybe they had to talk each other. I just think about that one.